is no longer just one among the living species, but it literally is becoming a geological factor. Here, I think, we come to the next crucial conclusion. Maybe, paradoxically, we should accept that nature doesn't exist. What do I mean by this? Not in any crazy subjectivist way, there is no nature, we are just constructing nature through our spirit or whatever, but in the sense that the image of nature that we spontaneously accept, nature as a balanced, harmonized circulation, which is then destroyed through excessive human agency, that nature doesn't exist. Nature is in itself a series of mega catastrophes. Nature is crazy. Things go wrong all the time in nature. Just think about oil, our main energy source. Can we even imagine what kind of a gigantic ecological catastrophe had to have happened millions of years ago so that we have oil? This is nature. What we should do? The first thing I claim is that we should accept our full alienation from nature. The problem is not science and technology. They may be part of the problem in the sense that they are causing problems. But at the same time, they are the only solution. The solution is not to feel more organic with Mother Earth, to go to the forest and so on. We are already within technology. We should remain open and just patiently work. Work how? Also with much stronger social discipline. I'm not talking about state terror, but social discipline. I think that, and for me it's not even a sad lesson, that maybe one of the consequences of ecological crisis will be that this basically American way of life vision of free spending, this individualist liberty, consummation, and so on and so on, we will have to get out of this and invent a new mode of living together as humans, which will involve a much greater sense of solidarity and social discipline. I'm not afraid to say this.